This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A district court has ruled that a baker violated Colorado's anti-discrimination laws when he refused to make a cake celebrating a woman's gender transition. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The baker at the center of this case, Jack Phillips, has already been to the U.S. Supreme Court over his policy of not making cakes that violate his Christian faith. That earlier case revolved around a same-sex wedding cake. This one is over a request by a transgender woman to make a birthday cake that was pink with blue frosting to honor her gender transition. A district court found the cake would not have been creative enough to count as artistic expression and that Phillips discriminated in refusing to make it. Phillips' attorneys say they plan to appeal the ruling and the $500 fine. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Supporters of the Affordable Care Act are relieved that the U.S. Supreme Court turned down the latest effort by Republicans to kill it. CPR's John Daly reports.
600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans have been able to get health insurance through the ACA, also called Obamacare. That was through either the expansion of Medicaid or state health insurance exchanges. Kevin Patterson leads Colorado's exchange, Connect for Health. He thinks the ruling could have an impact on hesitant would-be customers.
I've actually heard people say that directly to me. So I know that concern was real. So for that population, I believe that this will give them more surety than they've had in a decade. So I think it is significant.
Many Republicans view the law's individual mandate as unconstitutional. Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Colorado native, joined the dissent. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, anger management classes can help some low-level first-time offenders, but the Denver area has seen an uptick in youth committing more violent crimes, such as aggravated assault. They require more services.
I've heard people say, well, he's just an angry kid. Well, there's a reason why he's an angry kid, so can we figure out what that is and see how we can support addressing those issues?
What happens to youth in the court system with anger problems and how treatment can help some as young as toddlers. CPR's Jenny Brundine will have our story in the next hour of All Things Considered here on CPR News. Grand Junction, 104 degrees, Fort Collins, 100.